If there is ever a Mount Rushmore erected to honor comedy playwrights, I think one of the faces would have to belong to Jean-Baptiste Bouquelin, better known by his nom de plume Molière. And for the record, I think the other three faces would be Aristophanes, Shakespeare, and Neil Simon. Each of these playwrights crafted works that have stood the test of time and influenced countless other writers, and each forever altered the way comedies are produced. Neither Aristophanes nor Molière are produced with any frequency these days. The only Aristophanes I've ever seen was produced, badly, by a university with less than 25 people in the audience. Molière occasionally is produced by professional theaters, and the few that I've seen tend to leave me laughing almost the entire time between the curtain's rise and fall. And one of the best known of Molière's plays is Tartuffe, and it is the most recent production by Virginia Rep Downtown, as well as their entry in this year's Acts of Faith Festival. It is a bold choice for the festival, as it warns against the parasitic nature of certain con men who hide behind a religious facade in order to prey upon unsuspecting people. The cast is delightful. Joe Pabst as Orgone and Molly Ort as Madame Purnell are the only two members of Orgone's household who fall for Tartuffe's chicanery. Ort is stern and pugnacious, while Pabst is clueless and refuses to believe an evil word about Tartuffe. Orgone's wife, played by the effervescent Eva de Virgilis, and his brother Cleante, played by familial concern by Andrew Boothby, try desperately to remove the scales from his eyes with no success. Of the remaining cast, Alexander Sapp and Amory Clough play frustrated brother and sister who are pulled deeper and deeper into their father's disfavor as they speak out against the charlatan. Brad Fraser is a scream as the spurned fiancé, and his physical comedy lifts more than one scene and elevates it beautifully. Deborah Wagner should be booked for larceny because she steals just about every scene in which she appears. This leaves Ryan Bouchard as Tartuffe. It's often tempting to play a role like this as a transparent, greedy thief, but Bouchard plays the role in such a way as it's not obvious, well, to Orgone anyway, that he is playing the head of the household for a fool. It's a stunning performance, and look for his business with the apple at the end of Act One. Apples have a certain place in Judeo-Christian writings, and this gives us a very subtle underlining of his character. Sue Griffin's costumes are exciting and quickly transport us to the 17th century. Brian C. Barker's set is massive and beautiful to see. Lynn M. Hartman's lights are solid as always, even if, for the most part, the play calls for simple watches. My program doesn't indicate who did the wigs, but they are truly remarkable. I haven't seen that much long, flowing gray hair since the last time I looked in a mirror. Director Bruce Miller has delivered a fun take on one of the greatest comedies ever written. It would be a shame to miss this rare and hysterical opportunity. For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.